Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyot HaMechilah Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Gimel, and we learned Siman Dalet. Siman Dalet is the Siman which introduces the concept of Kablonos. And the Chayyot HaMechilah said, beyond the simple definition of Kablonos, where a person has taken a specific type of project to be completed, the mechanic is fixing the engine block, the tailor is sewing a garment, the weaver is weaving a garment. It's a specific project, but he's hired for the week, and not for the project. The Chayyadimah says that's going to be permitted as well, since he's not paid by the day, he's paid by the week, and whether he works on Shabbos or not, there's no specific connection to the work that he chooses to do on Shabbos that is of his own volition and not connected to the Jew, and that's going to be permitted. This actually is a machloikus, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Dalet, Sif Hei, between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. He brings the opinion of the Rambam that this is permitted. And then he says, Yesh Misha Oysa, there are some which disagree and say that it's problematic. The general rule is when the Shulchan Aruch presents one opinion, the first opinion, as a statement, and then he brings a Yesh Misha Oysa, the second opinion is brought as only as some say, he is siding with the first opinion. The Ramah comes along and adds a condition. The example which the Rambam gives is a person hires a scribe to be an in-house scribe that's available whenever he needs to write documents, to copy books, etc. They used to do with all their books were scrolls which were written by hand. So you had a scribe, a salaried scribe that's available. He's hired for the year that he has to write books. The Ramah says, well, if his job is to write constantly all the time, the Ramah says if he's hired to be available for all types of work, so as soon as he finishes job A, there's something else to do. So, but the fact that he works on Shabbos, the Jew is benefiting that he's available. The non-Jew is available on Sunday for the next thing. So he's b'marviach. He's benefiting from that the non-Jew is working on Shabbos. So that goes into what we saw in the introduction of the Chayyadim to the Siman, number 7. The 7th criteria was that the Jew cannot be marviach, the Jew cannot benefit from the fact that the non-Jew is working on Shabbos. So here he's benefiting. The work on Shabbos makes him available and free for the weekday. The Magen Avraham says the same thing, even if a person is hired just to be a scribe, if his job is to write constantly, so when he writes on Shabbos, he's available now after Shabbos for the next job. The Het over here is based on the idea that he has an option to not work on Shabbos. So when he chooses to work on Shabbos, that's his own business, and he's paid whether he works on Shabbos or not. So that's similar to the concept of Kablanos. The Rashba disagrees and says this is problematic. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. The Chayyadim say that he feels that this we paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam says this heter is based on the person being hired by the year, which is a very long time, is clearly not connected to Shabbos. And the Chayyadim is adding his own twist to it, even if it's just for 1 week. But since he's paid for the week and not for the day, and he has a choice to whether he works on Shabbos or not, that is going to be permitted. Now that's the chiddush that the Chayyadim is adding. Now there is an opinion over there, which is the opinion of the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Reish Mem Dalet, Sif Katan Chav Dalet, which is a little more lenient in the opinion of the Rambam. He said the only case which is problematic is when the person has to finish a specific job within a time frame which would require him to work on Shabbos. But the Ramah and the Magen Avraham are machmir, and the Chayyadim seems to be, from his language, that he's following the approach of the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. He really has that the non-Jew really has an option not to work on Shabbos. So the decision to work on Shabbos, whether he works on Shabbos or not, he's going to be paid the same thing. So the work on Shabbos is clearly his own, doing it for his own benefit. So this brings us to a point that the work which is done on Shabbos is for the own benefit. We said that the person cannot be miyachna malata for Shabbos, which is the next point. So we'll clarify that point, that if the Jew tells the non-Jew that he has to work on Shabbos, it's problematic. What about a scenario where the store is closed on Sunday? So theoretically, the non-Jew should work on Sunday, but that's his decision. But practically, he will work on Shabbos based on the fact that I want it first thing Monday morning. Does that go into the concept of Miyach Malach to the Shabbos? We will clarify that more best as Hashem when we learn the condition of Miyach Malach to the Shabbos, which is the next Simon. Meanwhile, have a good day.